If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody had a nice Monday night. What are we looking at? I don't know. Abe's in here making noise. Yeah. Oh, the TVs are back on. That's right. Well done. Thank you, Abe, for fixing. I'm sure Abe fixed it.
No, he didn't.
Good morning to you, Randy.
What's happening, man? Oh, great. Oh, good over here, man, on this beautiful Tuesday. As we were just having conversations before the show, and I was just like, what you know, we know that our hated rival here is the Mets. Yeah. We understand that and everything like that, which they are.
It's the best rival to have.
Yeah, but I was just sitting there looking. I saw it this morning, and they was like, we will talk and address stuff with Juan Soto. And I was like, what the hell Juan Soto done? Because, you know, me in baseball, I'm done with baseball. All I care about is the Braves. But I was like, oh, let me look up some stuff. Oh.
Yeah.
They're mad at him.
They're mad at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not hustling.
They're out. They've turned on Juan Soto already.
You know how long that damn contract is?
Forever.
You know how long that damn contract is?
Like it's going to happen.
Get over it.
Yeah, better.
Y'all better get over it. Hey, I saw that. I was like, damn, they already addressing stuff with him?
One of the great things
addressing
about,
stuff?
Because usually in sports, at least in my sports life, and I think a lot of people probably listening too, you're the Mets in the rivalry, right? Like you're on the receiving end of the crap sandwich most of the time, right? Like your team is the one that steps on the rake and embarrasses themselves.
Right.
This is the one time where we're the Braves on this side. Like this is great. And the Mets are rival, I guess, where they ever beat the Braves at. And so every single year you just get to sit and wait and the train's never late.
No. Right on time.
It's right on time. Like the Mets are gonna met eventually. And I realized they went to the NLCS last year. Whatever. Congrats. Cool. Haven't been in the World Series since '86.
Right.
Or no, I guess 2000. Whatever. Doesn't matter. The Juan Soto thing was always gonna go like this.
Oh man.
Like Juan Soto was gonna go in like a little slump, and maybe he's gonna not hustle once or twice or whatever. They're going to turn on him. They're going to freak out. The media is going to start asking him about it. They're making up rumors about him flying on a private jet to road trips, not with his teammates. Like, it's not it's not even June yet. It's not even summer. And they've already turned on Juan Soto. It's phenomenal.
He failed to not run hard out of the batter's box on the ground out. Like,
We'll
talk to him about it.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
God.
They're having to talk to Juan Soto about hustling.
Almighty. Woo, boy, I tell you, man.
It's a good rival to have.
I would tell you, that is funny right there, man. But, yeah, I mean, it's a big day for the Braves because that man's back. The stash guy's back. And he's back. Well, he's back. That's what you say? He's back.
He's
back for a third act.
Back again.
Yeah, back again.
Guess who's back?
Guess who?
Back again.
Okay. Well.
Strider's back. Tell a friend.
Yep. Spencer Strider.
Strider's back. He's packed.
We got it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, he's back today going up against the Nationals, who are not good, but love to see him go out there and have – because he was okay his first start.
Yeah,
he was okay. You could tell that he ain't been out there in a while.
Looked like a guy who hadn't pitched any.
Yeah, and so hopefully he gets off to a better start and everything like that as we're trying to get comfortably over 500, mm-hmm. Andy. Trying to get comfortably over 500. I know that Alex was on with Stakey and Sandra – just answer some questions about the team and going forward and stuff like that. We do know Ronald Acuña's not coming back.
Sounds like we're going to have to wait a little longer.
Yeah, wait a little longer.
I know we were optimistically hoping that maybe Friday.
Yeah.
And Sandra asked him directly. She was like, hey, is he going to play Friday?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I want to say yes.
Right.
Which is a very polite way of saying no.
Do you think they do this for, like, you know, especially in football, the competitive advantage, don't want to let anybody know or let, you know, like how coaches would be scared of everything and don't put out the injury report until so-and-so, you don't want other teams to get a competitive advantage. Does that happen in baseball?
Maybe. Right. Like probably I would say with a pitcher more than in this situation. But, I mean, I think they just really don't know. I mean, I think it's not up to him. I think it's not up to Snit. It's not up to Ronald Acuna. They've got doctors, and the doctors will decide when it's right.
Right.
Right? I mean, Acuna wants to play. Right. I mean, Snit wants him to play. I mean, I think everybody's ready. We want him to play. But, you know, you got to be really careful and smart with him anyway, especially coming off of another one. And, you know, it's a long season and all blah, blah, blah. But I think, I don't think this is about trying to trick anybody. Because when we went, okay, all they're going to be is happy if he's not playing. You know what I mean? If I'm the Padres and I'm like, oh, we might be facing Ronald Acuna this weekend, and then you don't, and it's like, oh, good. That means that Eli White's out there. No offense to Eli White. He's had a really nice first couple months of the season.
Right.
But they'd probably rather face him or Stuart Fairchild than Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So probably not. I think they just, you know, they're just being honest.
Okay.
Sadly, there's no conspiracy here.
Yeah.
I think they're just being really careful with Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
And he'll be back when he's ready.
Okay. Well, in that case, everybody got to continue to pick up the slack for him and everything like that. I know a lot of conversations around Drake Baldwin and how much he's going to get to play because he has been playing really, really well, hitting the ball especially.
And he is the best hitter in terms of OPS, which is on-base plus slugging. OPS in Major League Baseball in the month of May for any hitter who has over 30 at-bats.
Yes.
So that's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. But they're going to keep it the way they want to keep it. Meaning
it's a platoon.
He's not going to play a lot this series because of the pitching matchups and everything like that. So
two of the three starters for the Nationals are left-handed, so he's not going to start those two games.
Now, I'm not saying he's not going to come in. Saying that he's not going to have an opportunity to come in and bat and things like that. I mean, it's only going to be one time, either one of those games. But at the same time, he's going to get an opportunity to go in, unless, you know, whatever.
Anyway, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, but yeah, it feels like today and Thursday – you have a really, really good pinch hitter.
Yes.
And you're probably going to need to use him at some point late in the game, or hopefully not. Hopefully you're just beating the hell out of the Nationals. You don't have to do that. And he'll start tomorrow when they have a righty on the mound, and that'll kind of be the deal, which isn't surprising,
really, to me.
Because, you know, there's bigger picture stuff with like trying to use him in different spots too, right? Because, like, obviously you're not putting him in the infield. You can't play shortstop, so you're not taking the second baseman, first baseman, or third baseman off the field. You could, I mean, you know, we've had fun with it, but like the only real viable spot in the outfield really would be left field, maybe, even though that's still ridiculous because he's never played it before. You can't just learn left field.
Right.
They're not putting him in right field, and Ronald Acuna is going to be back in like 2 weeks. Jurickson Profar is going to be back in like a month.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it would take a while to get Drake Baldwin even ready to play left field, and then you get him out there, and then Profar comes back.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it sucks. It sucks that one of the hottest hitters, if not the hottest hitter in this month in baseball, is a platoon player for you right now. It sucks.
Yeah.
He's got to find ways to get him in the lineup as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. I'm not surprised at all by it.
It's not a good problem either.
Yeah,
it would be good if he could play every day and that 1.4 OPS was in your lineup every
single
day.
Can he play first base? You get Matt Olson a couple of days. Who is the back? Is it Marcelo Zuna, the backup first baseman?
Well, we haven't had to find out because Olsen plays every damn
Olsen's
game.
He's a damn
Iron
Man.
Like 800 games in a row.
Yeah, like.
I don't know who would play first, but probably.
Could you imagine?
Stuart Fairchild? I don't know. I don't know who the backup first baseman is.
Could you imagine having, like, say Austin Riley gets one this deep in the corner and has to go all the way and Marcel has a stretch out and do the split to catch the ball?
I don't think he can split, man.
I don't think he'll get
up.
I don't
know.
He's bad.
I don't think he's splitting. I think he would be coming to him.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know what kind of food they serve at the clubhouse, but I'm sure there's some nutritional stuff tied down. I bet Marcel be getting busy.
Oh, yeah.
I bet his pregame meal is a mug.
Yeah, I think he's leaving the carrot sticks.
Yeah,
and
man. I bet
the
Marcel
greens
be,
off there.
Yeah, be eating all kind of bread sticks, dipping it in pasta sauce.
By the way, I know, hot take alert, so get ready. Sit down. Fried chicken from Popeyes, incredible. Just really, I know no one knows that and no one's been talking about it. I'm here to tell you, Fried chicken from Popeyes.
Did you get spicy?
So good. We got a mix of all kinds of different
stuff. Damn, dog.
Boy, was it good. So you guys could stop avoiding Popeyes because it's very good.
Who the hell avoids Popeyes?
Well, you know me. I'm over here being silly.
Okay, like who the hell avoids Popeyes?
Yeah, no, it was nice. It was good, man. It was a nice meal.
That's awesome. Hadn't had
fried chicken in a long time.
And usually because I don't eat a lot of fried foods, but when I do get some of it, I'm like going in on it.
Yeah. You don't just have a piece.
No, you don't just have a leg. Yeah, no. I need like four pieces over here.
Yeah, I think I had four or five pieces.
Yeah, and then I'm going to come back for
and
one
And the wings
more.
Are little, so you can have some of those. Man. Not little, but you know what I mean. Like they're smaller than some of the other pieces. Yeah, no, it was enjoyable. It was really good. We got the whole Popeyes experience because she ordered ahead.
Okay.
You know, to save time.
Okay.
Which doesn't happen there. It's not how that works.
No.
So she ordered she ordered ahead, and then she got there and went through the drive-thru to ask. I guess that's not how you do it.
No.
So they were like, no, you got to come in.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, okay. So she did that. And she went in and wasn't ready.
Yep.
And so kind of sat there. And then did you ask again? You don't want to ask again because they already were mad when you asked the first time.
Right.
Because you ordered half an hour ago, but you showed up and just wondered. I mean, hey, I'm here. I wonder if my food's ready, which is, I guess, a really rude thing to ask someone that works at Popeyes.
Yeah.
And then so she's just kind of like texting me. She's like, well, it's not ready. Yet, still, and I'm still sitting here. She's like, should I ask again? I was like, I don't think so. I don't think you should ask again. I think just wait. I think the more you ask, the more likely it is we're going to get a little topping on top of the chicken. So let's just wait. Just be patient, you know? You probably have an app on your phone or a game or something like that. I think just practice your patience.
Yeah, man.
And then, an hour later after she ordered early and stood there for 20 minutes waiting, then it was ready.
Okay.
So there you go.
But hey.
So if you want your chicken, order it an hour early.
But it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, that was like in the league, that was
it
all,
was very good.
That was the whatever we were flying, that was the food that you would have to get. The rookies would have to get the Popeyes. And so they would, so it got to a point where they automatically knew, like the day, you better call in early. Like when they're open, you got to call up there and get, because you ain't, when you're talking about going to get Popeyes for NFL players, you're not going to get a 12 piece.
Right.
You're going to get like four 12 pieces, all the size. Then you had picky dudes who like different type, whatever. I was like, dog, just like get the damn chicken, all right? So yeah, it's an experience. Like I'd usually DoorDash it. And it's usually, it's not that. It's
smart. Then someone else has to deal with that.
Yes, exactly. I usually DoorDash.
The middleman.
I usually DoorDash to Popeyes. The only thing about that is like, you might get all legs, all breast or.
No, that was.
But
I think, because we don't go there very often. Mm-hmm. I think you have to get the whole experience.
Yeah, man.
You want the Popeyes experience. You get the Popeyes experience.
Right.
And I was like, she was texting me. I was like, this is what they're famous for.
Yeah.
Like, it's what's going to happen.
It is what it is.
And she was like, oh, I forgot to check the bag and make sure everything was in there. And I was like, what's in there is in there. Because, if it hadn't all been in there and you had to go back and tell them that, I don't think that would have been received well.
But I'm glad that you got the full.
Now, I'm glad she did it.
You going back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
At some point. I don't think it's going to be like a weekly meal or anything like that. But it's good.
Okay.
Very good.
I mean, it's one of the, at our house.
Popeyes hadn't lost a step.
At our house, it has to be my wife that says no. Because the kids, they'll eat every day. Samson eat Popeyes all the time. I'm like, you want Popeyes? Yeah. All right. But she's like, no. We had Popeyes 3 days ago. I'm like, yeah, we did. But it's easy and fast. And you can go about your business. But man, I'm glad that Popeyes got down with you.
That was good.
Glad
really
it got
good.
Down with you.
And beans and rice were good.
And your wife packed her patience.
Mashed potatoes were good. Yeah, it's good.
Because you got the packed in patience, though.
Yeah. And there was some stuff not in the bag also. Stuff that was ordered that wasn't there. But so what, What was in the bag.
Are y'all Yelpers?
Was the experience.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's hard for me to say. In my perfect world, we wouldn't be throwing another bullpen. But again, you know, it's probably a good thing that I'm not making the decision. So, I, of course, feel bad taking another 5 minutes, let alone another week or 2 weeks. But like I said, I need to let the long-term vision and the people who are more capable of making that plan have that control. And just do what I can within those parameters on a daily basis. So,
just got to trust the process, Randy.
It sucks.
God, I know. Can you? I mean, you can't imagine because you've done it. It's got to be just excruciating.
I want to play.
To feel like you're ready to play yeah. And have the doctor be like, not yet.
I want to play.
Not yet. You can play. And then the funny thing, too, is like, you know, especially in the case of Ronald Acuna, he is playing.
Yeah.
But not for the Braves.
Yeah.
It's like, well, all right. What's the difference? Like, I get it. You want to like get him ramped up, whatever. But I mean, in terms of injury protection, what's the difference?
Yeah, he's playing.
He's playing baseball.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like you can play, but you got to play against those guys.
Right.
Well, why? Like, I want to play against those guys
yeah.
and help my team win. Yeah, but you got to go to Louisville first.
They say they're going to send him?
He's there.
He's up in Louisville?
He's okay. In Louisville today.
Okay.
He's going to play for him tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that's always the annoying part about it is, and you know the phrase, and it's so true, though. You have to sometimes, you know, rescue the athlete from himself. You have to.
Right.
I mean, you really, really right. do have to, because I've been in situations where I'm like, okay, I'm running. You know, so why can't I do this? Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. While they ain't looking, I'm going to go do some stuff on my own. And then that's when you get into trouble.
So ow.
You got to figure, yeah.
Dang it, they were yeah. right.
You know what? I know. I'm four months off of ACL surgery, but the boys are going to play paintball. You know what? I want to go play paintball. Dude,
no,
I slipped down the hill. I was, oh, God.
You thought you heard it again?
Uh-huh.
Were you formulating excuses in your head for how you did this not playing paintball?
Obviously.
What was the best one you
I couldn't come up with anything. And I was so damn scared, man. But luckily, you know, Ron was fine. Ron was cool. And
oh, this was in college?
Ron was cool and everything. Him and I was like, dude, nothing happened. Just, you know, stretch out some scar tissue.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought, man. So that's the thing with Ronald is they're trying to be as, 100% sure, because you're never 100% sure. Nothing's 100% sure with anything, especially with injuries or re-injuring something. But they just want to be – they want to feel – I know he's comfortable.
Uh-huh.
They want to be comfortable too.
I'm not even 100% sure that Spencer Strider's pitching tonight.
Nobody's
I'm pretty sure, but we haven't got like the official official – I know he's activated. I know he's with them. I know when Alex Anthopoulos is on with the Steakhouse earlier today, he talked about getting him back tonight. Still haven't seen an official, but we're just going to go with it. It seems like Spencer Strider is more than likely pitching for the Braves tonight, and that's great.
Yes.
The process has been trusted, and hopefully there's no more bad feelings like we talked about, whether it's arm stuff, obviously, and we haven't heard anything about any of that. The arm has felt And we've been told and haven't heard anything otherwise that the arm's doing great. He was back on the IL because of a hamstring injury, mm-hmm. and it seems like that has recovered as well. And, you know, hopefully tonight is the first of every five for the remainder of the season and on into October, where we get to see one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's exciting, and that's one of those things that when you talk about jolt for a team – whenever definitely, you get your definitely. Star players back, that gives a jolt to – definitely gives a jolt to fan base. But obviously it gives a jolt to your boys. I mean, we know Spencer, he's not an everyday player. He's going to go out every fifth day to go out there and do his job. But just having him out there, knowing the possibility of what we know what he is when he's being him, mm-hmm. it's always exciting.
6:45 first pitch tonight.
Yes, sir.
Kind of love that.
Yeah, man.
Nationals.
I mean, damn.
They got that right.
D.C. traffic ain't no worse than Atlanta traffic.
Is it not?
Yeah, a little bit.
They got trains.
They
though.
Got trains.
You can
and
probably get a train to the ballpark.
I'm just saying, 6:45 is reasonable.
It's perfect.
Yeah. You can get everybody over to the battery and everything. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. 6:45.
Yeah. Why not? The Braves are 7:15. Yeah, let's do 6.
Yeah, why not?
Don't have to stay up late.
Yeah. Let's do 6.
Here's Alex Anthopoulos from that aforementioned interview with the Steakhouse earlier today, talking about Ronald Acuna.
He's down. He's playing tonight. He's played 6 innings, 2 nights in a row in the field, and he DH'd the following. So we'll get him to at least 7 innings, maybe more, but at least 7 tonight. I don't know. Let's say he plays 7 innings, steals 3 bases, makes unbelievable diving plays in the outfield, and he comes in and he just says, I'm ready. I got to play. I'm ready to go. We'll have a conversation. I don't think that's going to happen. We don't have a date yet, so I don't want to tease and say there's a chance. Is it a 0% chance? No. Is it likely? I would say probably not. You know, we're not leaning to that.
Okay, so.
Got to play 7 innings.
What we do know is that he's playing for the Stripers tonight in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he'll be back when he's back.
Okay. All right, so. What's that gift that everybody uses about Nick Saban? So don't ask. Yeah. Don't ask.
But you got to ask.
So don't ask.
But I guess you don't have to ask now because that was a good answer.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully he'll be back soon. What we also have tonight, because last night was one of those weird, like it's been busy. Braves played 17 straight, NBA playoffs, NHL, all that kind of stuff. Last night was just a little gap. Even the major championship golf over the weekend. Kind of a quiet night last night.
I went to bed. You remember what I said? Did I tell your daddy need a nappy nap? Daddy went to sleepy sleep.
Did you get
bro,
one?
I was out. I was like, it was about 8:30. You know that 8:30 came around? I was like, okay.
Good for you.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hang out with y'all. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed.
Hey, you got to make up for the lack of sleep over the weekend.
Hell yeah, dog. Damn sure took my ass to bed.
Western Conference Finals start tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves at the Oklahoma City Thunder should be a fantastic series. I mean, really just two of the young superstars in the game squaring off in the best of 7. Obviously, a lot of other fun players on both rosters as well, but Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are the headliners. I think that they'll absolutely live up to it.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised to see these guys playing in the Western Conference Finals against each other multiple times over the next 10 years or so.
I agree.
Really feels like the beginning of something here with both of these teams, and it starts tonight.
Yeah, it seems like, and we know kind of the back story and all those. These aren't they ain't buddies.
Now, what is
I
that?
Don't know what it is. I know it happened a few years ago, and I know they were jawing back and forth, and then another time it was just something that goes, and that's I'm sure it ain't that person. I'm sure it's all basketball.
But
great.
Perfect. Yeah.
Great.
A couple guys with like a competitive dislike of one
love
another.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Like the old days?
Yeah, man. But I think that, you know, stars win titles, but somebody has to come with that star to win that title. You know, and so you go back and you look at who has the better supporting cast. And we talked about Williams. I mean, he's a great player. He's a really good player. And for OKC, all-star, probably going to make an all-NBA team, about to get paid. He's got to show up because he barely showed up. He showed up in Game 7.
He had some tough ones on the road.
But he had some tough ones. Yep. He's got to come to play.
He does.
Can Julius Randle continue what he's been doing in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Like those two secondary guys. And then, you know, of course, throwing Rudy against Chet and all that other thing.
Now, we're in an interesting point now where all of the teams that have done it are gone.
Yes.
And all of the teams that are remaining haven't done it. So, you know, when we were analyzing the Thunder in their last series or the Timberwolves throughout their first 2-round series, it's like, well, they're playing against champions, right? They're playing against teams that have the muscle memory. Not anymore. None of these guys have done it.
Yeah.
So it's not like somebody's experience is going to outweigh somebody else's experience. These are all four teams that have never been in the championship before. There might be a guy or two on one of the rosters, but there's no champions left.
Yeah, but I mean, the Ant-Man was here last year, and you know, they got ran up out of there. Halliday was there last year, right?
Okay.
They got a little experience, but eventually got ran up out of there.
Right. But nobody has ever advanced past this level.
Well,
whereas they're playing against the Nuggets or the Warriors or the Lakers, and it's like, you know, you got to go through these champions. Like, there's going to be a new champion.
They've all eliminated all of those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, they all eliminated those guys to get to where they are, man. I think this is going to be I think it's seven games.
I do, too.
I really do.
I hope it is.
The only thing about OKC is, I mean, they were in a game with Denver in seven, but they got them up out there pretty much early. I mean, they got some time to rest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you think about that.
It's kind of a miracle that thing went seven anyway.
Yeah.
Like, Denver had to throw everything they had in their toolbox just to get it to seven. And then the Thunder were like, all right, enough's enough.
All right, let's just go.
These old hobbled Jokers out of here. Joker actually played good, but everybody else was old and hobbled.
And that's going to be the difference between you got other guys. It's not going to be centered around Joker. I mean, obviously, their defensive game plan. The OKC's, I think, the best defensive team in the league.
If they're not in the regular season, they're the best defensive team.
But it's going to be stuff other than Joker sitting in the middle of the floor trying to get everybody involved. You got other guys that can score at all three levels.
Hey, have the Hawks hired a president of basketball operations yet?
I don't think they are, Andy. I think they wasted their money on Weinstein, Warrenstein, and Steenstein.
Oh, yeah, because they did hire a search firm.
Yeah.
What happens if you hire a search firm and then you just don't hire someone?
I just think that's
what. Do they give them their money back?
I ain't give you nothing back. I gave you a list of names.
Like, you just didn't hire.
My firm is not.
That's true.
To go say, you got the job.
My job was just to identify potential candidates.
Yes.
Your job is to then hire those candidates.
How? And I think anybody can, you know, any profession can know ball. So I don't want to say it like this, but I'm going to say it. Do these guys know ball? Or what entails in being a manager? Or do they, like, look at, like, a spreadsheet and, like, well, this guy, when he was with this team, he had a certain amount of winnings and that stuff?
I'm sure that they do.
Okay.
But I'm also sure that they're really, really good at making it seem like they're really, really good. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
That's what it is more than anything.
The pinpoint and all that other
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. You're going to have slides of graphs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's higher. It's hiring a president of basketball operations. Like, we're not, you know, we're not going to the moon here. It's just somebody who has to look at basketball players and be like, I think that guy's good. And I don't think that guy's that good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that guy's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
How's the money work? All right, cool. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We make
it sound like we're curing something. Just somebody who decides whether or not they think basketball players are good.
Yeah. But it's more to it than that.
Is it?
What did they tell me?
Wow, you don't understand.
This is the most important hire ever.
Maybe. Maybe it is. Or maybe they won't hire anyone, in which case, what is it? All right, we'll talk to Mike about that. Get some NBA playoff conversation with him. Obviously, we have to ask him about Atlanta United. Another tough one over the weekend. Sports Radio 92.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites.
Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nine the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday, 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We'll get deeper into some conference championship previews. Western Conference starts today. Eastern Conference starts tomorrow at 12:20. Hey, Ryan Howard going to join us at 12:40 today, too, from the Atlanta Dream as they take on the Indiana Fever tonight up there in Indiana. Caitlin Clark, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then they'll play them again later this week here at home. So we'll talk to Ryan Howard as their season is underway. They played one game, yes, off to an 0-1 start, but hopefully they can be 1-1 after tonight. But before we do any of that, this time of day on Tuesdays every week, Mike Conti joins us. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mikey?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're good. We were just kind of talking in the at the end of what's trending about, you know, with the conference finals starting today and not too far away from the end of the NBA season, which then means the draft and then free agency and all that after that. We're about a month removed from Landry Fields not being the general manager of the Hawks anymore. And it feels a little bit like some of the rumors have slowed down a little bit, mm-hmm, about, you know, candidates and all that for team president. What's going on there, do you think?
I think I've told you guys before, I think it's possible they don't make a hire.
Yep.
You know, they have a GM now, and they have Quinn Snyder, who would have a very strong voice in any decisions. And it's possible that they may just go and not make a hire and stick with this group. It's also possible that they might still be talking to other candidates. I know they were talking to other candidates as recently as about a week and a half ago. So I guess there are still a couple different options on the table. But this is my third week sitting with you guys now, yes, with no, yep, update.
Well, I guess fourth, actually. Well, we missed one week, and it would have been fourth. But
yeah.
Let me ask you this then, because just sort of the names that have been reported, and then maybe even if they don't do anything, right? Mm-hmm. Like that, which seems maybe like the most likely option now. Let's say that those are three paths. There's like the Danny Ferry, Giannis's agent was a name that was out there. Like that kind of feels like one path. There's the Ujiri from Toronto, kind of feels like a different path. Mm-hmm. And then there's just the stick with what you have now path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do those three options give you any feeling about what the offseason might look like? Like, do those feel like different paths, like for the team going forward, or not? It's just too hard to say.
It's a good question. I don't really have like inside,
okay,
connections on what that could be. I think, look, in general, it, again, I apologize for kind of repeating myself now. The big decision they're going to have to make this offseason deals with Trae Young and his future with the team. It is possible that there's already a consensus among people already with the team on how they want to proceed with that, and they might be looking for a candidate who will affirm that idea and then help them move forward. Or they could be listening to different voices with different ideas, and that might change the whole plan of what they want to do in the hiring process. But you're getting to the point now where, like, you've already had the combine, the NBA combine is what it is. I mean, you bring in your targeted rookies for workouts in most cases. You're going to have picks 13 and 22. You got a really good player at 13. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tweeted the list of players that have been taken 13th overall over the last couple of years. It's a great list, like Donovan Mitchell and Tyler Hero and a couple other really big names that you know could end up helping the team. You could package 13 and 22 and move up a little bit and maybe, you know, try to get something a little bit better. But you're at the point where important scouting needs to occur right now.
Right.
Important decisions about how you're going to approach the draft and the opening days of free agency need to be made right now. So there have got to be enough people in the building, even if you haven't hired a new president of basketball operations, who are laying the foundation for these decisions to be made. That's why I think every day that goes on where they don't make a hire makes it less likely that they're going to bring in someone.
Yeah,
Mike, this is the seventh year that there will be a new NBA champion.
And Love it, by the way. Isn't
and that's
that
going to be my question to you about it. Does that give hope to other teams like the Hawks? And like because of the fact is that these dynasty-type teams won't be – it won't be as big as the prevalence as they were before.
Well, if you look at the four teams left, some of the blueprints were similar in how they were built and some were dissimilar. Like Minnesota nailed it on picking Anthony Edwards. They already had Towns, who they spun into Randall, and that initially looked like it was not going to work. I don't know if you remember when the Timberwolves came here. In mid-December.
It took them about 4 months to figure it out.
The Hawks beat the snot out of them here. Like, they were terrible. So it took them a while to figure it out. But their centerpiece was someone they got because they were bad. Mm-hmm. And they nailed it on their lottery pick. Oklahoma City. They had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They decided he was the piece they wanted to build around. And then Sam Presti went out and just stockpiled draft picks. And OKC did not go out and spend big on any free agents or max contracts. They just made very, very smart draft picks. That is a team that truly built 100% through the draft. New York went kind of the spendy route, you know, if you want to make comparisons. Brunson was someone they acquired from Dallas. They paid him a max contract to keep him. They go out, they swing big to bring in Towns. Then they bring in Hart and Bridges, and they're going out. They're building through spending, basically. And then Indiana, I think, is the team that probably of the four left worked the trade market the best. The trade they made with, who was it, Sacramento?
Yeah.
You know, that ended up being a transformative trade for both franchises. So there are, I think the four teams left have shown you there's four different ways to do it. I think the Hawks are probably more in the boat of you really hope they nailed it on their draft pick with Reza Shea. Right. You hope maybe they nail it again this year. Trey is a guy they drafted. They clearly nailed it on that. You know, maybe there's kind of like a mixture of the OKC blueprint and the Indiana blueprint in play with the Hawks, where now they've got to go out and maybe make a big trade or two. And look, the Dyson Daniels trade looks like a very, very successful trade. Is it a trade that's going to put them in the top four in the East alone? No. But it could position them where one more correct move could get them there. So the Hawks are going to be a hybrid of maybe what the Knicks did, because they're going to have to go out and get a free agent. What Indiana did, they're going to have to go out and nail a trade. And what OKC did, they're going to have to go out and nail all their draft picks.
But I do think that's a good point, just in terms of the general current landscape of the NBA being a bit different than it was even 5 years ago. Obviously there were different ways to get to the blueprint, but the blueprint was get three superstars, pay them all the money, and have a big three.
I think there were too many examples of that strategy failing. Where did that get the Brooklyn Nets?
Was it because of how good those players were in that big three? Like, I always talk about that because when people talk about the big three and things like that, and we talk about the 7 years in a row, well, look who held it before then. You had LeBron in his prime. You had Steph in his prime, those type things. Was it more or less you look at the big three working because of the caliber of player was? The unselfishness of the three.
I think the instances in which the big three worked were because you had a generational player like a LeBron with Kyrie, and who would the third be?
Kevin Love, I guess. But they had LeBron.
They had LeBron. Yeah. He's like two.
But like obviously in Miami, obviously it's LeBron.
But exactly. With Golden State, you know, Clay, Steph, Draymond.
And then Kevin Durant.
And then Durant, another generational player in his prime.
Yeah.
You look at what Brooklyn did. Durant was hurt. DeAndre Jordan was just a guy everyone liked playing with. He wasn't very good. And then who was the third? Kyrie.
Kyrie, yeah.
That didn't work. Philadelphia. You know, Simmons, we all know. Embiid now getting a lot of heat in Philadelphia for his durability, and then they couldn't find out they couldn't figure out that third piece. Like, they had Jimmy Butler, they got rid of him in favor of Tobias Harris, huge mistake. So there are a lot of instances in which assembling the big three did not work, and I think that's proven now to be an unworkable strategy unless you have a once in a generation player. Like, as it looks right now, Milwaukee is probably only at one title with Giannis,
probably.
Because Giannis is probably gone.
Well, it kind of looks like all of these teams, like, it feels like we're transitioning out of that era of star. And it feels like right now with Ant-Man and SGA and Brunson and Halliburton, I wouldn't put quite in that category, but whatever. He's playing, and he's obviously very good. Like, the younger generation, one of them is about to get a championship.
I know. Right?
But, yeah, like, the Giannis era feels like it's over in Milwaukee with one championship. The Jokic era, which has been multiple MVPs but one championship, and I don't know how they get back there given what their roster is right now. And you just kind of look at the champions over the last handful of years, like, it's kind of what it is. Like, you get one, right?
But it does make it interesting.
Yeah. It does. It does.
And again, like, let's put the Hawks off to the side for a second. If I'm a Houston Rockets fan or a Detroit Pistons fan or obviously a Knicks fan or
Spurs,
yeah, like, those are some teams that are not that far away. I know some people around here probably won't be too thrilled with me saying it. I think the Spurs are closer than the Hawks. I think the Pistons are closer than the Hawks right now.
I agree with both of those.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be hot tanky or anything like that. The Detroit Pistons are closer to winning a title than the Hawks. I think the Pistons are one player away. I think the Hawks might be more than one player away.
Right.
Not three, but maybe more than one. So I guess two.
Well, yeah. Well, Mike, I always wait to about 52 to ask you the question.
Yeah, how much time we have left?
Yeah, right there. Yeah, they didn't lose.
Well, they did on Saturday.
Well, I mean, they didn't lose. They won. Win. They tied. Wednesday.
That's how.
I guess since we've talked to you, one of the games
they didn't lose.
Yeah,
they didn't lose.
But they did lose.
Funny,
the most
they played better in the loss than they did in the draw.
Well, definitely,
Philadelphia's good.
This is where we are right now, guys. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
We're looking at a 1-0 draw. To a rotated Philadelphia team. They didn't even play their A team. We're looking at a 1-0 draw and actually thinking, yeah, you know what? They actually didn't play that bad. Maybe that's a step in the right direction. If we could go back in a time machine like 6-7 years, if you were to tell me, like, I would be coming on your show saying, oh, they lost 1-0, but it's not that bad. I would have thought you're crazy. Like, that would have been completely unacceptable. And at home, no less.
6-7 weeks. Yeah. Coming into this season, like, and again, I get it. Like, there's excitement and hype coming into every season, but, like,
this is different
with the money that was spent and the return of Al Marone, and Garth has his guys now in the front office and all this stuff. It was like, all right, here we go. Now we can finally get going.
That's what we all
thought. It's worse than it's ever been. Like,
this is the worst they've ever been.
You're
right. This is the worst team they've ever had. This is the general vibe I'm getting, you know, from some people that I talk to over there. I don't think they were prepared for how low the floor could have been with what they brought in.
Really?
I think they're very, very surprised that some players have come in and then some players who were here have just performed at a floor much lower than any of the analytics could have told them. So there you are. I mean, we carry the games and try and encourage everyone to listen and attend. And, you know, you'll have another one on Sunday against Cincinnati. But, like, at this point, like, I just want to see him score a goal.
Right.
It's
right.
Like I told you last week. They actually did score a goal in Austin.
It's late.
It's funny. What one of the guys this is walking out to the bus. How do you call that goal? I go, well, I was surprised because I'm just not expecting. I'm literally going into games now expecting them to be shut out because the goals they're scoring, other than the one in Austin, like we joked, the goal they scored a couple weeks ago against Nashville was an accidental goal.
Yes,
it was Brooks Lennon shooting it, and Miguel Almiron blocked the shot into the net.
He missed the goal, and luckily it hit Almiron.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear this, and it doesn't help, and close doesn't count, blah, blah, blah. But, like, there were three or four shots that would have been beautiful goals because 100%. Of the built-up and the pass, and it should – I mean, yeah, you had a great look.
No,
like,
look,
they should be in the back of the net. They're just not.
If we're going to sit here and tease a little bit, we also have to accept the reality. Like, yes, they actually did come close to a couple very pretty, well-worked goals against a good Philadelphia team on Saturday. So I'm not saying the situation is hopeless by any means, but, like – any day now. Like, let's go.
We're on to Cincinnati.
I like three in the back.
On in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I think they did some positional things on Saturday. Jason talked extensively about it. They did some positional things on Saturday that looked pretty good. So I kind of hope they stick with what they were trying to do there.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it just looks better.
Yeah.
The results haven't been there, but it looks closer.
So. But I don't blame people for not wanting to be patient. I don't either. Because it's been a while.
And if anybody rolled their eyes when I talked about close, I don't blame them for that either. But it does feel a little bit closer.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree.
Mike, we appreciate it.
All right, guys.
We'll come back, get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.